Well, what a moment it would be in the training career of Chris Beig if Free of Debt could win at the Oakley Plate on Saturday. It's having just its sixth career start. Chris has done an amazing job with Free of Debt, who this time last year was running so well, finishing third in a blue diamond. It's great to have a chat to him on Racing Pulse this morning. Good morning, Chris. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good morning, mate. I'm well, thank you.
How are the nerves? You're only a few days out before the Oakley Plate. He's been a hard horse for you to train and keep together. How's he going just a few days out before the Oakley Plate?
Yeah, no, he's really well. Obviously, he's got through the Manfred exceptionally well. And, yeah, nice and fresh this morning in his gallop. He tried to jump a big shadow on the course proper. So that's... It's frustrating, but that's just him, and just probably goes to show how well he is within himself.
You have your heart in your mouth?
Yes, and we'll probably for the next 24 hours, we just need to make sure he doesn't pull out with any sort of little strains or anything, but to the eye right now, he looks fantastic, and he's straight into his tucker after the feed and wouldn't have blown a candle out, so I was really happy with his work this morning.
We know he's got so much ability, but it's been hard, as I said, to try and keep him on the track. Is he just that type of horse?
Oh, look, not really. He was pretty sound early doors. He obviously won his race at Moorfield and Flemington and third in the Blue Diamond. There's no real explanation to the reason why he went as bad as what he did in the Golden Slipper, but he went to the paddock sound, and just his next preparation just didn't trial up to where we thought he was at, and that's why we investigated and found he had a slight little strain in a ligament in a hind leg, and give him the time off, and he's obviously come back better for it.
Well, you missed some pretty lucrative races, but do you think it's been a blessing in disguise the way he's come back this time in?
Yeah, I think so, and to look at him now, he still needs to fill out. He's a nice, big, strong colt, but he's still got a little bit of room to move and bit of growing to do, so I think bit of a blessing in disguise missing the spring, and look forward to sort of keeping him at this sprinting distance now, and see if we can knock off a group one with him.
Well, it looks like a hot year for the three-year-olds, and gee, you were good first up in the Manfred. It took a star and Super Seth to run you down, and you beat the likes of Darlasan as well. Has he taken much improvement from that first up run?
Look, I think he has. Just on the back of his gallop this morning, he by the time he walked back to the tower here at Caulfield, it stopped blowing. He'd fully recovered, and by the time he got back to the stable, all he was worried about was where his feet was. So I think fitness wise he's definitely improved, and leaving him here in Melbourne between the runs has obviously been a real key for him as well, so he didn't have to travel back to Adelaide, and kept him nice and fresh with a week down on the water walker.
And you left him down at Caulfield, is that right?
Yeah, so he went down to Fullman Park for a week, and then stayed at Caulfield since Monday a week ago. He's been back here, and we'll obviously remain here now, and if we can have his success on Saturday, we'll keep him here and aim for a new market.
Well, he's shown great speed in all his starts. The Oakley Plate, we know it's the speedster's race. Ideally, where would you love to draw and see him in the run? Is he just that one-dimensional character where he's best up on speed?
No, I don't think so. I just think he's just been a bit too brilliant for him out the barriers, especially in the Manfred. Ideally, I'd like to see him draw a barrier, maybe 4 to 7, just so he can jump and let a bit of the early speed go forward. And I'd love to see him sitting one out, one back with 50 kilos on his back and stalking the leaders at the top of the straight. I reckon I'd be getting pretty excited.
Well, good news yesterday for the camp. Froggy Newitt, he's had a stay, so he's able to take the reins as well. Were there many other jockeys in the mix for a ride at 50kg in an Oakley Plate?
Not really. We sort of, I guess, through the Aquas connection, looked for possibility of a Joe Moreira. It just wasn't going to work out with Hong Kong Jockey Club, unfortunately. And when Craig put his hand up, I thought, well, who else could you want on? He's won the race twice, and through my connection with Mick Price over the years, I know Craig quite well. So no, really, really excited to have him on board, and he's as excited for the ride.
Is he good enough to win an Oakley Plate?
I think so. Yes. As I said, after his little hurdling episode on the course proper this morning, obviously, the 24 hours now is quite crucial to make sure he's pulled up with no issues at all. But as I said, he seems fine. Outside of that, I can't have the horse looking any better, and he can't be any fitter than what he is. So if he's ever going to do it, this Saturday's going to be his chance.
Do you think this is his best chance, or is it the new market? Where do you think he's best suited?
No, I think here at Caulfield's definitely his best chance at winning a Group One. His two runs here have been exceptional. Obviously, the Blue Diamond, he just got run over by the fillies in the last 50 metres to hold on for third. And as we've seen the Manfred, it took a very good horse to beat him. And very similar runs, really. He was in front with 50 to go and just got overhauled late. But I think back to the 1100, 3 weeks between runs, he's fit as a fiddle and super fresh. So, I'd give him every possibility.
Are you dreaming about that Group 1 victory?
Oh, look, not really. I'll just, try and come Friday night. I reckon I'll be a little bit sleepless. But until then, no, we just go through the motions. And I guess I'm lucky enough that I have had him for a number of Group 1s now. So settling up in a Group 1, there's no real nerves. It's just get on and do the job. But once those barriers open, it's a whole new story.
Well, Chris, we wish you all the best. Touch wood. It sounds like everything will be right, but hopefully after his little jump today that he pulls up well, and we'll get to see it Caulfield in the big Group 1 on Saturday.
Absolutely, can't wait.